Good morning, everyone. Good morning. My name is Nathan Hanukai. I'm from Los Angeles, California. And I want to just give a few words on this week, this parasha of Ki Tavo. I want to talk a little bit about the concept of Teshuvah. In the words of the Ramak and the Shalach HaKodesh, every day is a living entity. Once the day is over, it goes back to its source, and it becomes harder to do Teshuvah for the events that cause spiritual blemishes on that particular day. It becomes very difficult to rectify the sparks of unholiness, according to the Ramak. So there is this idea of waking up every morning with the awareness, with the consciousness, with the intention, with the purpose in your mind to do everything you can throughout those 18 hours, 12 hours, however long you're up, to do a reflection not only on the actions of the day, but also on the previous day which you missed. Because every day is an opportunity to grow closer to Hashem. In fact, our blemishes are opportunities to connect to Hashem as well. Like many Hebrew words, the word Teshuvah is not easy to translate into English. It is generally translated as repentance. But as we already know, it's much more than just merely saying the words or saying the thoughts that you want forgiveness or you pray for forgiveness. It has to be followed with action, with true internal meaning. Instead of just rectifying the spiritual blemish that you made and returning it to the original level of Kedusha that you were initially in before you committed a wrongdoing, let's say you forgot to put on tefillin, or you mistakenly forgot for a second and you started speaking Lashon Hara. If you do a proper teshuva, if it's intense enough, not only will it rectify the wrongdoing, it can take you higher than you were before when you actually committed the wrongdoing. Just like a stock that's projected to increase over time, it goes down, but then when it goes up, it surpasses its original spot. Again, it falls, goes up even higher. Falls, gets up, transcends. Falls, gets up, transcends. This is the journey of a neshama. Now, of course, the opposite can occur if you're not conscious. You can have times of increased motivation that are followed by even more blemishes. That's why you have to be conscious. Not to lose control, not to get distracted. Don't lose your focus on what you know you need to do. And we must remind ourselves every morning that two things, and they sound like they contradict, but we'll see in a second that they don't. We are nothing, yet the world was created for us. Everything is created for us, yet you are also nothing. This is something that seems like a contradiction, but it isn't. They're both true at the same time, which shows the mercy, the love of Hashem to bestow such kindnesses and such opportunities to connect to Him, even though we are basically nothing. This way you can assure a healthy progression toward refining your habits, your character, which is especially important for the upcoming holiday of Rosh Hashanah, where we have a special opportunity to receive, for one time a year, an abundance of light and mercy with the power to transcend your sins on Yom Kippur. So hopefully we'll all be in the mindset of increased consciousness, increased intention and purpose, and infusing the day with the consciousness to connect closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the next few weeks. Thank you.